USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Christmas is over, but the pressure is on for retailers dealing with a flood of returns. A new study projects tens of billions of dollars worth of goods will be returned between November and January, a major increase from last year. A large portion of the returns will go to landfills. Last year, there was enough gifts to fill 10,500 Boeing 737 jets. Israeli airstrikes in Syria have reportedly killed another top official with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps this week.
According to Iranian state media, an Israeli strike on Monday killed Sayed Razi Mousavi as he returned from purported diplomatic duties in Damascus. Mousavi is among the highest-ranking Islamic Revolutionary Guard leaders targeted since a U.S. drone strike killed Iranian Quds Force commander Qasem Soleimani during the Trump administration in 2020. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Florida Republican Congressman Michael Waltz is critical of the way President Biden is retaliating against Iranian-backed forces in the Middle East who've attacked U.S. soldiers there over 100 times since October. Congressman Waltz says what he believes the Biden administration should be doing.
You can use cyber, you can use financial means, or you could hit facilities, as President Trump did, or people like Soleimani that the Iranians care about.
It was a violent holiday weekend in Chicago, Illinois, where at least 19 people were shot across the city. Recent numbers show a drop in homicides and shootings overall, but police say violent crime is still running rampant. The city also seeing a spike in carjackings, which have more than doubled over the past 4 years. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Bidenomics is a key part in President Biden's reelection strategy. He's looking to convince voters the economy is better than what he inherited. Inflation is lower compared to last year, and the labor market has remained strong in 2023, but polls show consumers aren't happy. The Consumer Sentiment Index is 30% lower than pre-pandemic levels, according to a University of Michigan poll. This, as Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter reminds us.
When the federal government spends more, you have less. There's no question about that. That's why we've got to rein in federal spending.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is expressing a heightened concern for safety in Times Square on New Year's Eve. He underscores the added worry of potential disruptions by pro-Palestinian protesters, citing a recent incident where pro-Palestinian supporters attempted to spoil the Rockefeller Center tree lighting.
To take into account all of these circumstances, and as always, we're monitoring the chatter. You know, we're monitoring the chatter out there so we could be prepared.
The Biden administration let stand the United States International Trade Commission's ban of imports of Apple Watches. The ban comes from a patent dispute over the device's blood oxygen matter, where the ITC ruled that Apple illegally used technology from a medical company. The decision went into effect Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.